Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of the Designers Hub podcast. Basically, this is a preamble. I would like to use this opportunity to apologize beforehand. While we were recording, we actually encountered a whole lot of technical issues. One major barrier being the network we faced. So, we've actually made improvements. We've been able to get on another recording platform that helps us record better, even with low bandwidth situations, right? We've actually made effort to get on another platform and make better improvements. So I want to apologize, right, and also indulge you to bear with me for this episode. And still, value isn't lost. I mean, Sadora, if you shared a whole lot of things, I'm pretty sure that by the time you get to listen to it, you would agree with me. You get. So cheers, guys, and enjoy the episode. Bye. Enjoy. Lol. Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Designers Hub podcast. Joining me today, yeah, I have a guest. His name is Sado Rafiu, a Nigerian-based product designer and an entrepreneur. Hey Sado, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Yeah, it's good. How's been your day? How's work been?
It's been stressful, but pushing it.
That's good to hear. It's good to hear. Hey guys, so this is a continuation of our series on how to self-motivate as a creative. The first episode involved me doing the talking, sharing my own insights and my own experiences. The subsequent episodes, as the second and the third episode, because it's a three-part series, would involve people or other creatives come share their experiences. And today we are honored with Sado's presence. So there's a question I like to ask people, right? I like to ask designers generally, because I'm basically curious about why they got into design. So I'll be asking Sado now. Sado, why design though? I mean, there are numerous skills or numerous crafts that you could have picked up. So why design?
Okay. So yeah, I've always been a problem solver. Like maybe before the whole I got involved with this digital thing. Like I just find ways to like solve issues, and I'm that type of person that like comes up with ideas, and maybe I want to see the thing happen. So the whole design team came to me when I realized that I can be a product designer or a UI UX designer and actually design my idea and partner with a developer to make it a reality. So basically, I have always been a problem solver, and seeing my idea really make more sense. So that's why I just a product designer, so I can basically work on my idea and also like flex my skill if there is any opportunity.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, that's great to hear. It's actually one major thing I can pick out is the problem solving aspect. I mean, that's the basic reason of doing design, actually, which is to solve problems. That's really, really nice and a fantastic why that you've just given us. Okay, so today we're talking about how to self-motivate as a creative. Why, or what's your opinion generally on self-motivation? What's your own personal opinion on self-motivation?
Okay, basically, I would say my opinion on self-motivation is a trait in everybody. Some people use it, some people don't. Okay, at the point in my life, I was trying to also focus on the opportunity aspect, trying to like source for jobs and everything. At some point, I could not get any, and the feedback was very, very crazy that I had to like, okay, pause for a moment and re-strategize something and also like push myself. At that point in time, I had to like, okay, how would I put it now? Like, bring up that trait in me, that motivational trait in me. Like, I need to just push myself because I know that sooner or later, I'm going to hit that target I want, like getting a job. And at some point, I started seeing that magic happening. Somebody get referred me to one. I know. So at that point, I like, okay, step down to that, gotten to this point now where I'm even on this podcast. Like, you might not even know Sadu, but I just keep on pushing, pushing, pushing. Most times I have daily affirmation to like, okay, push myself. Okay, I must make this. I must do this. So basically, I just open up that trait in me. I don't let it die down. So my self-motivation is that it's a trait in everybody. Some people use it and some people don't.
That's really insightful. I mean, you answered a lot of the questions that I feel like I had, but I will still ask them because there are obviously more to hear. Now, you talked about what people use or something you use personally. What's your why behind self-motivating? Why do you personally self-motivate? Why? What's the drive behind your own self-motivation?
My drive behind self-motivation is because I feel there's a lot I can achieve. And I won't let one or two things hinder me from achieving it. So I try to like set stuff that will make me achieve it. Maybe write to friends to keep me up on track, come up with daily affirmations. I just need to self-motivate one way or the other. Let's say I want to hit a target. I want to find 4 screens today. And maybe due to the nature of stuff around me, I just feel demotivated. And the idea part, maybe I'm down. I'm not getting what to do. I just need to, like, motivate. Like, okay, I can do this. One of people. One thing I do again is like keep friends that, like, once you see them, you get to like, okay, get interested in your own. Like, I want to do what this guy is doing. That's basically what helps me. Like, I have a lot to achieve. That's just the major drive. I have a lot.
Okay, so from popular opinions, people will say that it's more or less about where they are getting to or what they are looking to achieve. Yeah. And I feel you, from what you're saying, you're more or less affirming popular opinions that based on what you want to achieve. I mean, obviously there's a drive to it. So that brings me to another question as to how do you self-motivate? You've talked about daily affirmations. I'm sure there are others, and you could also maybe help us buttress more on the point.
Okay, there are a lot of ways I actually do this, and one way I would say is I do more than online. Like, I get to write stuff I want to achieve on my board, so seeing them every day really like, okay, boy, you want to do this, you want to achieve this at this time. So seeing that every day is a push. And if I'm in school, like, I'm still a student though, so I tell my roommate, just help me keep track of this. If I don't do this, okay, I deserve this type of punishment. So all these things to help me keep track of my goals. And also, I post stuffs. Okay, I've not done this thing, but I have something to keep me accountable if I do not do it. So there was a time I posted online that I'm going to do a case study within a week. I don't even have an idea of how the case study will go, but I already shared it that I'm going to do this for 1 week. So I need to give that same update, like, I have to give out that report that I actually do this. So putting out stuff online, I already keep myself accountable for it, and if I don't do it, it's going to be like a bad, I'm giving myself a bad image indirectly because I'm saying. So that's also a push to me, and I also at some point get to be in circle of friends. If you don't do this, they will leave you behind. That's just a fact. So in that, I get that drive because they are not waiting, they are not stopping. They are also after their growth. So if they are after their growth, you that you are their friend, you won't be that. So I get that kind of push indirectly that okay makes me want to go forward. So being around those type set of people really helps.
Okay, that's another insight for you've actually been feeding us with lots of insights there. Another question I have, do you think that there are periods whereby you don't get motivated even with all I wait, okay, maybe let me rephrase the question. Are there periods whereby you maybe didn't like self-affirmations and maybe some of the things you've mentioned do not actually help you? Or do not help you self-motivate. They do not give you a drive to push on. Are there periods like that? And in those periods, what do you do?
There are definitely periods like that. The thing is, motivation without discipline is nothing. So, if you don't have that discipline, you won't really achieve a lot because there are days motivation won't work because you always find another word or sentence to counter that motivation. So, you just need that discipline in you to, okay. Keep pushing, keep doing what you are supposed to do. Basically, discipline, motivation without discipline is zero. Because all of this motivation does not work. What will you do? Will you be looking? Will you stop doing what you are supposed to do? You just need that discipline in you. And even if you just have that discipline alone, is so just having motivation alone, it won't work because there are definitely days motivation won't work because you always find something to counter it. Yeah.
Okay. I remember in my own part of the series, I talked about the fact that I am an African male, that because of that factor alone, I feel like I just have to discipline myself through situations and through low motivation situations. Do they resonate with you as well?
They do resonate with me, but majorly I'm more focused on the discipline aspect. I try to discipline myself enough.
All right. Okay. So throwing other questions, there are lots of things I like to ask. I also talked about victories, right? Victories. Looking at my past victories or looking at my past things I've done, probably I've succeeded at. Do you think there are ways or do they also maybe help you in one way or the other also?
Looking at the things I've achieved wants me to like do more because there's one popular saying, the reward for hard work is more work. So you won't want to stop. You want to like keep pushing yourself. Once I say that I've achieved this thing, there's that drive that comes into me that I can even do better because I now try to put myself like using people as case study. This person did not stop here. He went on doing like better things, bigger things. So yeah, looking at my past victory, celebrating my then trying to like surpass those. I'm just after my growth actually. So I should also put more focus on my victory and also try to like, okay, move forward also.
Great. That's really that's nice to hear actually. So here's where we gradually begin to bring it into a close. If not, I would spend the next 1 hour asking a lot of questions. All right. What are your advice to people? Your aspire advice to people, something to maybe help them to self-motivate.
Okay. I would say I've not like okay, tell people this, but just look at your environment. Look at the things. Okay, look at the people you grew up with. Doing now. Look at okay. Look at the point, like just look at your environment, the things you feel okay, you can do to like okay, make that change. Like at this point, I'm just selfless. So if that could like okay, motivate you, like for instance, now let me make use of myself as an example. The environment I am, they are very, very like okay, biased, and I will say they do not like have a good mindset towards growth, and the nature of things now will require them to like okay adapt to some things, but they don't. And one type of thing, one thing I want to do now is bringing some development into the environment. That's one of my drivers also. So looking at that, I want to do more work to like okay make sure that can happen. Be getting more jobs through my design skill, definitely make that happen. Like, getting more jobs to get money to make sure okay, I get these things to life. So, just look at your environment, pick out one thing, a problem that you feel with this your current skill you can solve. It will really go a long way, and it's going to serve as a push for you because your environment, and if such development is successful, then it's a big win for you, it's a big win for people in that environment too. So yeah, I just feel looking at your environment, picking out one thing to like okay, go with, find solution to, is a drive too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's as always, it's been fantastic. I feel like as the episodes keep increasing, so does number one the knowledge and the insights we hear, and also the more knowledge that has been passed actually. It's been a great conversation with Sado today. Sado, thank you for coming. Thank you
Yeah,
for
you're
coming.
welcome.
How do you think, how does anyone that wants to reach out to you for questions, how do you think they can reach out to you? I mean, no phone numbers, obviously.
Okay, you can always reach out to me on Instagram, LinkedIn, or Twitter. So you just Sado Rafu, except for Twitter, which is Sado underscore Rafu. So it's SadoRafiu. So yeah.
Quick advice to you all, if you're looking for someone to help with your LinkedIn marketing, most definitely you have to pay money. Yeah, you just do well to reach out to Sado. I mean, it's funny. So I've had Sado as someone on my contact list for a while now, I think over 6 months maybe. And for my type of person that watches people grow from the background, I mean, Sado has been phenomenal. Is that I think yeah, that's correct. Yeah, it's been fantastic. You see, you can basically see the growth. You can basically see the drive. And I must say it's also been a fantastic conversation with you, Sadu. Thank you for
Yeah, no problem.
coming. I really, really do appreciate it.
You're
And
welcome.
surely, 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 well, we're surely going to have you sometime soon to come share your
Yeah.
insight. I think the next one will be more of a conversation. Maybe I won't ask you too much questions then. It'll be more of we sharing our thought processes and to a particular topic.
I'm always available. Yeah,
All
thank you.
right, man. Yeah, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming once again. And cheers, guys. I'll see you in the next podcast.